Thai Prime Minister Samak Sundaravet, during his weekly address to the nation, said he was willing to face a no-confidence parliament debate this week, but is refusing to bow to protesters' calls for his resignation. Mr. Samak, leader of the People's Power Party, oversees a six-party coalition government elected last December. The elections ended 15 months of military rule after a coup in September 2006 ousted former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, now facing corruption charges. Mr. Thaksin and more than 100 executives from the former Thai Rak Thai Party face five-year bans from politics after being charged with fraud during elections in 2006. Many former Thai Rak Thai Party members moved to establish the People's Power Party. But Mr. Samak says his government was elected legally and is looking to serve a four-year term in office. He also denied he was a proxy for Mr. Thaksin. Mr. Samak said it still appeared those with ill feelings towards Mr. Thaksin were looking to have him resign as Prime Minister. This, he said, would head the country into an uncertain direction. The current protests were launched in May by the People's Alliance for Democracy, the PAD, initially calling for a halt to constitutional changes that could have led to the investigations against Mr. Thaksin coming to a halt, as well as the lifting of the political bans on the Thai Rak Thai Party members. Many at the weekend rallies that drew several thousand protesters were sceptical that Mr. Thaksin, a billionaire and owner of British Premier League soccer team Manchester City, would remain on the sidelines of Thai politics. At the rally, Pimpagon Ratchananin, a fifth-year student at Chulalongkorn University, says it will be important for the Thai political landscape that the court cases involving Mr. Thaksin go ahead, so political tensions in the country will be reduced.
The former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat doing what he had done to our country, at least standing in court and facing the sentence. If he's right, okay, he's free. But if it's not right, he have to deserve what he had done to our country.
Mr. Thaksin remains a deeply divisive figure in Thai politics, drawing his support from rural populations and the poor, with populist policies such as low-interest loans and low-cost medical care programs. At the same time, the urban middle class have attacked the former Prime Minister and his supporters over corruption and abuse of power charges. Political analysts warn the outlook for the political landscape in Thailand will remain unsettled over the coming months. But the military, which launched a coup in September 2006 against Mr. Thaksin's government, has called for a political resolution to the present conflict, saying it will remain neutral. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.